At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Short week, but it is Wednesday, so every Wednesday we talk to our friend Susie Calabrese, home expert. You can find her on Instagram at SusieCal_CT.
And today Susie's breaking down some last-minute inspiration to kind of elevate our holiday weekend gathering. So Susie, what do you have for us?
Yeah, so if you're gearing up to host Thanksgiving, you're obviously aiming for that perfect vibe. So I wanted to revisit a couple of reminders from last week. First off, start at the entrance, clear the clutter, embrace cozy lighting, and consider some background music. Remember, your home doesn't have to be flawless. It just needs to radiate warmth. And awkward silence is not the ideal kickoff, so definitely put that music on. Now let's dive into keeping everyone, especially the little ones, entertained. If you've got kids running around, you might want to consider a little entertainment corner with coloring books, puzzles, or even putting on a family-friendly movie. You'd be surprised how much a new toy can keep the young ones engaged and give the adults room to relax and enjoy time together. And speaking of relaxation, think about the living space. Make sure you have a comfy spot for conversation. Maybe even consider putting out a few board games on the coffee table, which actually works great for older kids and adults to encourage them to mingle and interact with each other. It's really a positive way to combat everyone sitting on the couch buried in their phones and foster a more meaningful connection. Thanksgiving is obviously all about coming together, and I think these little touches can make a big difference. So now for the football enthusiasts, people are going to be excited about watching games, so maybe set up a friendly game-watching spot. You could even have a mini tailgate set up with some finger foods, and consider a halftime mini game in the backyard. I think the weather overall is supposed to be okay tomorrow.
Yeah.
Make sure you want to have enough seating, even if it's with some cushions available to put on the floor. People will gravitate to where the fun's happening. So no worries about needing like formal chairs for every single person when it comes to the hangout areas. If you have a super small space, that might work just fine. People will make do. And if you're the guest, be easy and join the fun. Like grab a pillow, sit on the floor, just enjoy yourself. For those with younger kids visiting someone else's place, pack a couple of new toys to keep them entertained. It doesn't have to be big or expensive. I usually get my four-year-old a coloring book with stickers, and it's a lifesaver during mealtime. Here are a few other screen free ideas. If you have to be in the kitchen and keep your crawler or toddler nearby, kitchen play items may make them feel like they're cooking with you, which is fun. Or you could pick up a compact Play-Doh set for counter fun. And lastly, you can find some affordable sticker or paint with water books. Check out your local toy store, dollar store, or even at the grocery store. There's some stores that have these aisles with toys while you're picking up last-minute food items. So whether you have guests or you plan to be a guest, just try to be prepared to set yourself and others up to have the best holiday.
I love that tip about when you have the kids in the kitchen and help making them feel like they're helping around. Because one of the things I remember growing up is I'd always be handed like, here's some bread or here's another food item or some dough. And it's like, oh, I'm helping. I'm
participating. Yeah, you feel like you're part of it.
Yeah, so that's a great tip, Susie.
I've not met a kid that doesn't love playing with pots and pans. So even if you don't have plastic ones you're bringing, like just grab a wooden spoon and a pot and I'm sure they will like pretend to stir soup for, 10 minutes.
Right, exactly. That's great.
And Susie's coming through with some last minute tips on how to make our Thanksgiving celebration memorable. So Susie, what else do you have for us?
Yeah, I'm really excited about this upcoming weekend, guys, and continuing our chat here on spreading warmth and hospitality, whether you're hosting or just visiting. So maybe mastering the art of hospitality might seem like it's a gift to some, but you can actually learn it by remembering a few things when people come to your house tomorrow or over the weekend. If you didn't get time to prep as much as you wanted, or you're throwing this meal together for everyone last minute, it's all good. People will remember how they felt at your home more than the perfection of how you presented everything. You can do this by engaging with your guests. So focus on the conversation and be genuinely interested in what they have to say. Ask open-minded questions and make everyone feel included. It's not just about what's happening in the kitchen. It's about the connections around the table, which is, if for the people that did prep, time to mingle and enjoy the fruits of your hard work. And lastly, here's a quick but impactful bonus tip on communication that extends slightly beyond the home, but reach out to those you can't be with physically this Thanksgiving. As a realtor, I found audio messages on my iPhone to be a personal touch with clients, and you can do the same with loved ones. You can express gratitude, share a heartfelt message. It only takes a minute. If your phone doesn't do that, you can actually do this through social media, send an audio message to connect with friends or family in a direct message chat. It's a simple act that goes a long way in making someone else feel special.
It's true. Whenever I get even like a video message from a friend or family member, I feel that little like, oh, a little more love.
Yeah,
there.
It's meaningful. Yeah.
So yeah, so that's a good reminder. I'll have to send out some from my side tomorrow.
And Susie, we've been asking all our guests this week about some of their favorite memories or traditions from Thanksgiving over the years. So do you have one for us?
Yeah, I mean, I'll share a little bit, I guess, about this year. So growing up, we always juggled holidays between my parents and still do as adults. My sisters and I alternate Thanksgiving and Christmas one year with one side of the family and next with the other year. I'm at my mom's for Thanksgiving this year, and traditionally we'd be at my grandmother's, but she's not with us this year. So in honor of her, we're keeping her hosting traditions alive with some of the same dishes she'd always prepare. And it's funny how you find yourself wanting to recreate those generational recipes. So for us, it's my grandmother's antipasto recipe. Mm-hmm. So I guess if you're still deciding on what to bring, maybe consider something with a story behind it, a dish that like holds family history even. Whether it's, you know, your grandmother's pie or your grandfather's favorite Thanksgiving side, it really adds a beautiful touch to the holiday. And again, it's not just about the food. It's about the togetherness and the people we share the meal with.
Oh, that's so nice.
I love that. Sometimes that's all what it's about, the memories. Yeah,
yeah, definitely.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, that's fantastic. Well, I hope you have a great Thanksgiving, Susie. Thanks so much. And we'll talk to you again next time.
Thanks, Susie.
Happy Thanksgiving, guys.